Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and today in Maseches Beya Daf Yud Ches, the second parak Yontif. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the Mishnah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated Chol Yos Acher Shabbos. If Yontif fell after Shabbos, Beis Shammai say Matbilin as the Kol Mulifnei Shabbos. We must immerse everything before Shabbos, but Beis Hillel say Kel Mulifnei Shabbos VaAdam BeShabbos. Keli must be immersed before Shabbos, but a person may immerse on Shabbos. The Gemara notes that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the Rabban banned immersing Tamei Kelim on Shabbos and asks the reason why. Rabbi said, Gezer Shem Yitrana B'yado, V'yabiranu Arba Amos B'ushus Rabbim. It's a decree out of concern that one might take the cleanest hand and transport it Dalad Amos and B'ushus Rabbim. Rabbi Yosef said, Gezer Mishum Schita. It's Gezer, lest one come to do the Malacha of Schita, wringing wet clothing. Rabbi Bibi says, Gezer Mishum Yasha. It's a Gezer to prevent against the possibility that one might delay immersing his Kelim until Yontif, when he has more time. Rashi explains that in the interim, the keli might come in contact with truma and be matamiya. And Rava says, mifnei shenirik misakin kli, because it's similar to making a kli usable. Pointing to the Gemara objects to Rava's reason that the Rabban prohibited immersing kelim on Shabbos and yantam mifnei shenirik misakin kli, because it's similar to making a kli usable. If so, a tami person should also be prohibited from immersing himself, since he appears to be repaired by this immersion. The Gemara answers, Adam Nir Kameker, a person who immerses himself in a mikvah appears to be cooling himself. His true motive, to render himself taller, is not readily apparent and therefore does not appear to be a form of repair. The Gemara says that this explains why an immersion on Shabbos would be permitted. But why would a tefillah on Yom Kippur be permitted? Since bathing on Yom Kippur is forbidden, it would be obvious that he's immersing himself to get rid of tumah and should therefore be prohibited according to Rava because it's similar to repairing. Rava said, is there anything pertaining to malacha that's permitted on Shabbos and prohibited on Yom Kippur? Rather, since it's permitted to immerse on Shabbos, it's permitted on Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara will question whether Rava holds of Ahoyel, the principle that since an act is permitted in one case, it must be permitted elsewhere as well. And point number three, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated, V'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'kli evin l'taharan avlo matbilin. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we may make tummy water contiguous to the waters of a mikveh in a stone kli to be matar them, but we should not immerse this tamei water. Rashi explains that the Mishnah discusses a person whose drinkable water was tamei and he needed to purify it. The water of the mikveh could not be used for drinking because it was not fit for consumption. The act of hashaka making the waters contiguous serves to fuse them into a single entity, a mikveh water, analogous to planting seeds in the ground and frees them of tumah. The Gemara here asks, what does the Mishnah mean when it says lo matbilin, we should not immerse? Shmuel explained, ein matbilin es a kli al gavmei mav letaro biyantav. We may not immerse a tamei kli by way of its water to be matarid on yantav. This is why using a stone kli is required, since stone kalim cannot become tamei. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Mishnah Dav Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated, Chol Yos Acher Shabbos. If Yantav fell after Shabbos, Beis Shammai say, Matbilin es hakol mulifnei Shabbos. We must immerse everything before Shabbos. But Beis Hillel say, Kelim mulifnei Shabbos, v'adam b'Shabbos. Kelim must be immersed before Shabbos, but a person may immerse on Shabbos. The Gemara notes that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the Rabban banned immersing Tamei Kelim on Shabbos and asks the reason why. Rabbi said, Gezer Shem Yitrana B'yado, V'yavirenu Arba Amos B'rishus HaRabim. It's a decree out of concern that one may take the cleanest hand and transport it Dalad Amos B'rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Yosef said, Gezer Mishum Schita. It's a Gezer, lest one come to do the Malacha of Schita, wringing wet clothing. Rabbi Bibi says, Gezer Mishum Yasha. It's a Gezer to prevent against the possibility that one might delay immersing his Kelim until Yantiv when he has more time. Rashi explains that in the interim, the Kelim might come in contact with Truma and Bimatamayat. And Rava says, Mifnei Shenir Kamasakin Kli, because it's similar to making a Kli usable. Pointing to the Gemara objects to Rava's reason that the Rabban prohibited immersing Kelim on Shabbos and Yantiv, Mifnei Shenir Kamasakin Kli, because it's similar to making a Kli usable. If so, a Tami person should also be prohibited from immersing himself since he appears to be repaired by this immersion. The Gemara answers, Adam Nir Kameka, a person who immerses himself in a mikveh appears to be cooling himself. His true motive to render himself tahor is not readily apparent and therefore does not appear to be a form of repair. The Gemara says that this explains why an immersion on Shabbos would be permitted. But why would an immersion on Yom Kippur be permitted? Since bathing on Yom Kippur is forbidden, it would be obvious that he's immersing to get rid of tumah and should therefore be prohibited, according to Rava, because it's similar to repairing. Rava said, is there anything pertaining to malacha that's permitted on Shabbos and prohibited on Yom Kippur? Rather, since it's permitted to immerse on Shabbos, it's permitted on Yom Kippur as well. The Gemara will question whether Rava holds of Hoyle, the principle that since an act is permitted in one case, it must be permitted elsewhere as well. And pointing me through the Mishnah on Dav Yid Zayin Amavei stated, "V'shavin shemashikin as the mayim b'kli evenot taharan, avolumat bilin." Beisham and Beisil agree that we may make tamei water contiguous to the waters of a mikveh in a stone kli to matar them, but we should not immerse this tamei water. Rashi explains that the Mishnah discusses a person whose drinkable water was tamei and he needed to purify it. The water of the mikveh could not be used for drinking because it was not fit for consumption. The act of hashaka, making the waters contiguous, serves to fuse them into a single entity of mikveh water, and now because of planting seeds in the ground, and frees them of tumah. The Gemara here asks, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, "Well, matbiling, we should not immerse"? Shmuel explained, "Ein matbiling as a kli al gab meimav letaro biyantav. We may not be tovel atame kli by way of its water to be matarid and yantav. This is why using a stone kli is required, since stone kalim cannot become tame." All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Yud Ches, and our standard simon is a chuppah, because ben Yud Ches a chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah, and a ches sort of looks like a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tame ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, he found the ring in a stone kli that someone was using to tovel tame water in on Shabbos. Once again, it's a motion. The chuppah, that must be one daf Yud Ches. The chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings four different reasons why the Rabbanim prohibited immersing kelim on Shabbos and Yantav. So the chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, which reminds us, the Gemara objects to Rav's reason the Rabbanim prohibited immersing kelim on Shabbos and Yantav b'fnei shenir k'masak and kli, because it's similar to making a kli usable. If so, a tamei person should also be prohibited from immersing himself, since he appears to be repaired by this immersion. The Gemara answers, Adam nir kameker, a person who is tovel in a mikvah appears to be cooling himself. His true motive to render himself taller is not readily apparent, and therefore doesn't appear to be a form of repair. Rav said the person may also be tovel in Yom Kippur because of the principle of hoil. So the chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, he found the ring in a stone kli that someone was using to tovel tamei water in on Shabbos. Which reminds us, the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin Amud Beis stated, "V'shavin shemashikin as hamayim b'kli evan l'taharan avolo matbilin." Beisham and Beisil agree that we may make tamei water contiguous to the waters of a mikvah in a stone kli to be matar them, but we should not immerse this tamei water. The act of hashaka, making the waters contiguous, serves to fuse them into a single entity of mikvah water, analogous to planting seeds in the ground and freeze them of tumah. The Gemara here asks, what does the Mishnah mean when it says, "Well, matbilin, we should not immerse"? Shmuel explained, "Ein matbilin as a kli al gab meimav letaro biyomtov. We may not immerse a tamei kli by way of its water to be matar it on yomtov. This is why using a stone kli is required, since stone kalim cannot become tamei." So once again, the chuppah was almost called off when the chassan lost the tamei ring while making sure to tovel it before Shabbos. But when he ran down to cool off in the mikvah, he found the ring in a stone kli that someone was using to tovel tamei water in on Shabbos. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazorah. Daf Yadol. So the simmer Daf Yadol is a hand, and we use often a juggler. So here goes. The juggler, that must be more Daf Yadol. Yad, hand. The juggler massively juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, which reminds the Beisham and Beisil agree that crushing salt requires more of a shinui than crushing spices. And Rav Huna and Rav Chisda offer different explanations. One said all cooked dishes need salt, but not all cooked dishes need spices, meaning that even a person did not know which dish he would cook before Yantiv, he certainly knew that he would need salt, and therefore should have crushed salt before Yantiv. The other one said, "Kol tavin mafigin tama no melka ina mafiga tama." All spices begin losing their flavor after being crushed, but salt does not begin to lose its flavor after being crushed. And the nafkamina between the two explanations is when he knew before Yantiv he was going to cook a dish that required spices, or in a situation that he decided to cook a dish on Yantiv with marika saffron, which does not lose any flavor after being crushed. So the juggler masterfully juggling salt, spices, wood and stone pestles, while doing borer of psoas from kidneys, which reminds us the next Mishnah states that if one wants to separate a mixture of kidneys and psoas, such as earth and straw, on Yantiv, Beisham I say, borer ochel ba'ochel, he must separate the food from the psoas and eat it. He may not separate the psoas from the food, because Beisham I prohibit borer on Yantiv as well, even when it's for food preparation. Beis Hillel say, borer kadarko, he separates in the usual manner by taking the psoas from the food. According to Beis Hillel, bora is permitted on Yantiv because it's a malacha that may be performed in preparation for food. So the juggler massively juggling salt, spices, wood, and stone pestles, while doing border of solus from kidneys, was touched when his neighbor sent him a cow as a present, along with wine and oil, on Yantav. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Beisham may say, Ein Mishalchim Yantav Elamanos. We may not send presents on Yantav with the exception of ready portions. Rashi explains that only food ready to be eaten and not commonly left over until the next day may be sent to friends. But Beis Hillel say that we may send animals, beasts, and fowl, whether alive or shechted, as well as wines, oils, fine flowers, and kidneys, but not grain. Since grinding the grain could have been done before Yantav without detracting from its taste, it's prohibited to be done. Daf Tezvav. So the similar Daf Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The Baal Abbas who was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl, that must mean we're on Daf Tezvav, to Bishvat. The Baal Abbas was sent to fill in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, which reminds the last Mishnah on Daf Yiddah and Beis concluded, Zehaklal, this is the rule regarding what can be sent as gifts to others on Yantav, Goshenei Usimboba Yantav, whatever may be used on Yantav. The Gemara here relates that Rav Sheshes permitted the Rabban to send tefillin on Yantav. Rabbi asked Rav Sheshes how tefillin can be sent when the Mishnah states that only what may be used on Yantav may be sent and tefillin are not worn in Yantav. The Gemara answers that the Mishnah means to say, Goshenei Usimboba Chol Mishalkim Osobi Yantav. Whatever may be used, even on a weekday, we may send it on a Yantav. The Rashba explains that despite the fact that tefillin have no Yantav use, the mere sending and receiving of gifts makes a person joyful and are thus considered a yant of need. So the Baal Abbas who was sent tefillin in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruvi Tavshuin, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak introduces the institution of Eruvi Tavshuin, which permits one to cook on Yantav or Shabbos without restriction. The Gemara asks what the reason is. The Rabban instituted the requirement of Eruvi Tavshuin, and Rabba said, Kadesh Yivor Mana Yafu Shabbos Mana Yafu Yantav, so that one will remember to set aside a proper portion of food for Shabbos and a proper portion for Yantav. Rashi explains that setting aside the Eruv Tavshilin will help him remember Shabbos and not consume all the food on Yantav. Rav Ashi said, Kadesh Yomru, Ein Opim Yantav Shabbos, Kavachomer Yantav Chol. So that people will say to themselves, if we may not bake on Yantav even for Shabbos, unless the preparations were begun before Yantav, then certainly we may not bake on Yantav for weekday use at all. So the Baal Abbas who was sent filling in an empty fruit bowl by a friend, placed it next to his Eruv Tavshilin, which was also set aside in a fruit bowl, and went back to enjoy his lavish Yantav Suda that he borrowed money to pay for, to be Mekadosh the day. Which reminds us that we have a Malchus, where Rebbe says that a person has no specific Chiyuv on Yantav, rather he may eat and drink, or he may sit and study. Rebbe Yeshua says, Chalkeo, divide the day, Chetzi L'Hashem, V'Chetzi L'Chem, half of it should be used in service to Hashem, through learning, and half of it should be used for yourselves, through eating and drinking. And the Pasuk, Ki Chedves Hashem, Hi Ma'uzchem, for the joy of Hashem is your security, teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael, Banai, Levu Olai, V'Kadosh Kedushas Hayom, my sons, borrow on my account and properly sanctify the holiness of the day and trust in me, and I will repay your loans. Daf Tezayin. So the simmer Daf Tezayin is toes. So here goes. When the acrobat with the big toes, that must be one Daf Tezayin. When the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, which reminds us that all of a person's income is fixed each year from Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, with the exception of expenditures for Shabbos and Yom Tov, and for the expenditures for teaching one's children Torah. For in regard to these expenditures, Shim Pachas Pochasin Lo, Vim Hosif Mosifin Lo. If one spends less, he receives less, and he spends more, he receives more. And this is learned from the Pasuk, Tiku Bechor Shofar, Bechesi Yom Chagein, blow shofar, the moon's renewal at the time appointed for our festive day, which refers to Rosh Hashanah, since it's the only holiday that the moon is covered. The word Kesek can also be understood to mean covered. And it says in the next Pasuk, Ki Chok Yisrael Hu, Mishpe Olakei Yaakov, because it's a decree for Yisrael, a judgment day unto the God of Yaakov. The word used for decree is Chok, which can also mean sustenance. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos, which reminds us, it was said in a braisa, they said about Shammai HaZaken, Kol Yamav Hayocho Chavat Shabbos, that every day he would eat in honor of Shabbos, Matzah Behema Naya or Merzoa Shabbos. If he came across a superior animal any time during the week, he would say, this should be set aside for Shabbos. If he then came across a more superior animal, he would set that aside for Shabbos and eat the first one. But Hillel HaZaken had a different standard. Shekol Ma'asav L'Shem Shemayim, for all of his actions were done for the sake of heaven. And he was sure that he would find a fitting animal for Shabbos when the need arose. As it says, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, blessed be my God, day by day. So when the acrobat with the big toes received his circus check that completely covered his children's yeshiva education, he jumped for joy and did so many backflips over the cow he was saving to eat for Shabbos that he forgot to make an Eruv Tavshilin and had to rely on the Rav's communal one. Which reminds us that if one forgot to establish an Eruv Tavshilin, he may rely on the Rav of the city who established one for the entire town, but should not be negligent and come to rely on this time and time again. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Zimmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman. That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yalva Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, which reminds the Gemara discusses where to insert Yalva Yavo when Shabbos falls in Rosh Chodesh or Chol Hamoed, whether it's inserted in the bracha of Avoda or in the bracha of Hodah, just as we do for Al Nisim, for Chanukah and Purim. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yalva Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin, and then you have to sell their flour. Which reminds the Gemara asks, Mishul Aniach Eruv Tavshilin, if someone did not establish an Eruv Tavshilin, is he prohibited to bake for Shabbos, and his flour is also prohibited, or perhaps his flour is not prohibited? The Gemara clarifies that the Nafkamina is that if his flour is also prohibited, then he must transfer ownership of his flour to others in order for them to bake for him. The Gemara brings an explicit brisa that states that in such a case, he should transfer ownership of his flour to others so that they may bake or cook for him. So the used car salesman who gave all his customers a free, where to say Yalav Yavon Rosh Chodesh that falls in Shabbos chart in the shape of a car, told his wife that he forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin and that he'd have to sell their flour, when in fact he ate the Erev. Which reminds the Mishnah Daf Tezvav Amabay stated regarding the Erev Tavshilin, Achu Oshavad Lo Yavash Lo Betchila, if one ate it, or if it was lost before the preparations for Shabbos had been completed, one may not cook in reliance on it primarily for Shabbos. On our Daf Abai Sidnak Tinan, we hold the following tradition, if one started to prepare his dough for Shabbos and his erev was eaten before he finished baking his bread, he may finish baking. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman of Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.